Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for December 11th through the 17th. The Wallaroos have recently revealed Joe Yap as their new full-time head coach. Additionally, Guinness has been announced as the title partner for both men and women's Six Nations, and Monaco is set to host the World Rugby Sevens Repechage for the Paris 2024 Olympics. Let's take a closer look at why the appointment of Joe Yap is so important for Australia. Yap is a former Red Rose with an impressive playing career that included captaining the team to the World Cup final. Yap, who played 70 games for England, transitioned to coaching and played a key role in developing talent as the head coach of England's under-20 program. With experience as the director of rugby at Worcester and coaching the Barbarians, Yap aims to elevate the Australian women's rugby program after a successful 2023 season. This hiring coincides with the appointment of the first women's high-performance manager in August, marking a crucial advancement in the growth of women's rugby in Australia. In other huge news, Guinness is the first sponsor to ever become the title partner for both the men and women's Six Nations. True, they did this in 2019, but now this is a long-term partnership aiming to elevate both championships as globally esteemed events, emphasizing their significant support for women's rugby. We now turn to Sevens, where Monaco will host the 2024 Sevens Repechage, determining the final place in the Paris 2024 Olympics. This tournament will feature 12 men's and women's teams in a three-day competition scheduled for June 21st to 23rd. The women's tournament appears highly competitive, featuring Argentina, China, Czechia, Hong Kong, China, Kenya, Jamaica, Mexico, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Poland, Samoa, and Uganda, with Czechia making their debut in the repechage. In Premier and Club news, Stirling County secured their second consecutive Scotland's Women's Premiership title, orchestrating a remarkable comeback from a 19-0 deficit to defeat Watsonians 26-19. We made a final update to our 23-24 USA Club Women's Rugby Guide as most teams take a break until the new year. The Kenya Cup has been postponed with new dates expected in 2024. In the fifth round of Alianza's PWR, champions Gloucester Harper narrowly edged out Exeter 31-27 in a rematch of last year's final, but the Saracens maintain their position at the top of the table. In France's Elite One, Bordeaux and Toulouse lead their respective pools, maintaining undefeated records after the completion of round four. Meanwhile, Crat remains in the top spot in the Iberdrola League. We close out the week with 11 features, 9 media, and 3 rugby jobs. Read everything at ysc rugby.com.